Now, on the line now, I have Grainne Loughran, and she's the officer for Alone. Good morning to you, Grainne.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us on.
Okay, no problem. Just give us a background to Alone, please, just so what the organisation's all about.
Of course. So, Alone, we're a national organisation. We support older people to age happily and securely at home. So we've been around for more than 40 years now. We started as a Dublin-based organisation, and we've expanded throughout the country. But what we do is we work with all older people, those who might be experiencing loneliness, homelessness, financial difficulties, health difficulties, or any other challenges that someone might experience, and we work with them to find solutions.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure at the time, when Billy Berman, when it was set up, he didn't foresee 40 years later things, the state of the country would be in today, with all sorts of things going on, homelessness and stuff like that.
That's exactly it. I think Willie Birmingham he'd probably be disappointed to see Alone still up and running, to be honest. He would have hoped at this stage that a lot of the difficulties that older people were experiencing when he found it would be resolved by now. But we still work with people in the same conditions that Willie would have found back when he started.
Mm-hmm. I suppose, Grainne, a lot of people would be under the misconception as well that it's a rural problem, old people and loneliness, but people can be lonely in the city as well, even more so.
Exactly. There's some studies really in the last couple of months as well that actually show that sometimes in urban areas and cities that older people can be more lonely. I think we've had a bit of a change in recent years in terms of our communities, in terms of our lifestyles. I think in Dublin as well, we're living in more transient communities. We don't know our neighbours like we used to, and people are moving around and this, that and the other. I've spoken to people we work with who would say that I used to know all of my neighbours and I don't know any of them anymore. Mm-hmm. Because people have moved away and people have moved in and out. So that's what we're, I suppose, trying to do is reinvigorate the community in a sense, and to kind of find solutions that that I suppose make a difference, considering our changing lives, our changing lifestyles and communities.
Mm-hmm. I suppose remembering as well, families are fractured too, because the sprawl of the city, the price of houses, people, children have had to move way, way outside of the spectrum of Dublin, and they don't see the parents as often as they'd like to as well, so which makes the problem even worse.
That's exactly it. And immigration has been, it's something that we saw more of a couple of years back, but we are still seeing it. And also when, I suppose, kids and family members move away, many of them haven't moved back. Or some people are moving around within Ireland to other cities and towns, or outside of cities and towns in a lot of cases. And it can be much more difficult to have your family connections in place now.
Okay. Can I talk about funding for Alone as well? Because if people have any few bob to spare, how can they get in touch with you? And I think you may be looking for volunteers as well. I'm not too sure about that, but you can let me know.
Yes, both are fantastic. So we receive some government funding for specific projects, but we do rely on the generosity of our donors, of people in the community, to keep us going. So people can donate online on alone.ie /donate. Or you can give us a call here in the office. We're on 0818-222-024 to donate over the phone. And all donations, no matter what size, are really, really appreciated. They do make a huge difference to us. In terms of volunteers, we're always really looking for volunteers who might be interested in visiting older people or an older person in your community, somebody who might be experiencing loneliness or might just want a bit of extra social contact in their week. So our volunteers visit somebody once a week for around an hour. They might just have a chat, they might go out for tea or coffee. It's really up to them, and we're always looking for volunteers to visit people. So if you're interested in that also, you can visit alone.ie for more information and mm-hmm. to sign up.
Yeah, and I'd like to point out myself as well that to be a little persistent as well, without being annoying, but if you call to someone and they can be a little bit cranky, just but persist a little bit, because a lot of the cases, I'm sure you'll endorse this, a lot of pride is attached to people when they're alone and they sort of resist taking help just for pride's sake, but so maybe a good idea to persist a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes that can happen. I think we underestimate the value that that a hello or a how are you or a call to the door can have, because we don't always see with the person themselves. I suppose that we might not think that they're grateful or that they appreciate it, or sometimes even that they need it. But some of that it can be to do with pride. It can be to do with sometimes shyness as well. We have to remember, I suppose, that that a lot of older people living on their own, some people don't have those links, those family links that are, or those relationships in place, which means that, you know, it can be difficult to have somebody kind of reaching in and making that link. But it's really important that we do keep saying the hello, we do keep having conversations on your way in the door, or even with volunteering, because it really does make a huge difference to somebody's life.
Okay, and as well as we're going to put out a warning, because the weather's, I did say when I came in here today, it's not as cold as it was, but it's pretty miserable out. I did say if you're anywhere, at least stay comfortable for the next couple of hours of the afternoon, and it might clear up a little bit. But you want to put out a warning, because it's a little more serious than that over the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'll have Storm Dennis coming in over the weekend. There haven't been weather warnings issued yet, but we expect them to be issued today. From tomorrow morning until possibly Monday. So we don't know the details around that yet, but we are just encouraging people to take extra care. To make sure they have everything they need for over the weekend, whether it's your food, your heating, your medication, just so that if the weather does get a bit rough, that you have everything you need and you don't have to go out anywhere and get something that you could have now. And also just if for communities and for anybody who knows an older person or is a neighbour of an older person, over the weekend, if the weather does get bad, just to check in with the person and see if they need anything, if you're going out or anything like that, because that can make a difference too.
I think that's the big thing, the shopping as well. Anything else, Gráin, you'd like to add before I let you go?
I think just to say as well that in these weather conditions, where I know we've been seeing them quite a bit over the last few weeks between Storm Ciara and this, that, and the other, and just to communities to make sure to reach out. Sometimes older people themselves, if you're living alone or at home, can't reach out. So we must all make the effort to reach in a bit. And if anybody does need support, they can give us a call. We're on 0818 222 024. Or you can visit our website too, alone.ie, to find out more about what we do.
Okay, and those numbers apply as well if you want to make any donations or if you feel like you'd like to volunteer as well. Thank you very much, Gráin. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Gráin Loughran, and she's the officer for Alone and alone.ie for all the information there.